Next week, in honor of Hanukkah, I hope to be here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We are up to the third Halleluka, which appears on page Kuf Samach Dalid of the Sefer. As you can see, it's the one that he treats in the shortest fashion. It's basically, after the introduction, a translation, and hopefully we'll have a little bit of an insight into the message. So we dealt with, after Ashrei, the next two Hallelukas, which he described, the first one as Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem, a praise as Mashiach approaches, and the Halleluka Kitev Zamra Lakeinu is the song to Hashem, when Mashiach, Niyamais HaMashiach. Halleluka, Halleluas Hashem in HaShemayim. Now this is a one message Halleluka. Some of them have different parts to it, but this entire Halleluka is just a collection of different aspects of nature and how they all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll see it here when you go through this. It keeps on saying Hallelujah. To sort of call on nature to give praise. And, etc. It calls on nature to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains it, as follows. In the introduction, he starts, Akshav Oila HaMashayrim Madregas Ruach LaDarga Shashayra Olav Ruach HaKadosh. Of the five Halleluchas, this one he explains in the most, the least length of expression. He says very briefly that this is a level of what he calls Ruach HaKadosh. Mizmer HaKadim, Seve V'Abiyas Or HaBayka Shabiyas HaMashiach, Shoz Tibani Yerushalayim, V'yechansu Nitche Yisrael, V'yechansu Nitche Yisrael, V'ashav Ha'imen HaMishamer B'Yitzumai Shal Yayim. And now, whereas before he talked about the coming of Mashiach, here he talks about the age of Mashiach. Abai says, man, Yenahel Mashiach, Shul Gilgal David HaMelech. Mashiach will run the world, who is the Gilgal of David. Kashmaimir Baishanis, Koel Tzemach, Ish Tzemach Shemai, Hu David Ba'atzmai. There is some contradiction in the language of Tanakh as to whether when Mashiach comes, David HaMelech will be Melech, will be Mashiach, or one of his descendants will be Mashiach. In Yechezkel itself, it says both. It says that David will be the Melech HaMashiach, and then it says that Mashiach will be the Melech HaMashiach, that his descendant will be. So it's not clear if it means that the descendant of David is called David, he's from the family of David.
Is it throughout most of the times it's Mashma that it means David? Right?
Well, it's not my, it's say, either it says or it doesn't say. Right.
So yeah. How do we sometimes infer? I mean, no, that a lot of times it doesn't mean that.
So the Mefarshim in Yecheskel, interestingly enough, say there'll be both. There'll be a place in the new Eretz Yisrael, there'll be a place for David, and a place for his descendant, Melech HaMashiach, who'll run the fears of Klal Yisrael. Well, I say the mechanical they can manage. You know, father and son can never do it, but a grandfather and a grandchild, maybe. I don't know.
Doesn't the Rambam say that Mashiach has to come from the ranks of the living?
Well, the Lubavitch will hotly contest what you say, that it says such a thing. Well, they're arguing No, it doesn't say clearly. The Mashmais is certainly that he's going to be someone who's alive. I don't believe the Rambam says it clearly, but he says someone will get up and it'll be Mashiach. It doesn't say if there was a Tchias Aveis. I mean, it doesn't say if he'll be a black guy or a white guy either. You know, it doesn't say things that are, some things that don't have to be said. And the fact that it'll be someone who's living is our understanding, but.
Isn't our understanding.
It's our understanding. Yeah, Lubavitch brings a raya that he could be dead. It says, there's a Gemara that says, was it Rishim Bar Yochai who said that if Mashiach is from those who are alive, it'll be me. And if Mashiach is someone who's not alive, it'll be Daniel. So they say from there, it's a riot, it's Daniel. So first of all, when they told me this, I told the fellow, but you just told me the Gemara says if it's someone not alive, it's Daniel, so it's nobody else. It's Daniel. But first you explain, it doesn't mean me, it doesn't mean Daniel, it means, Ledugma Ledavar, it means to,
From the Gemara, our understanding is Bar Kusiba, Rabbi Akiva anointed him Bar Kokhba as the Mashiach, he was from the living.
Yeah, he's certainly eligible. Well, there's a story Rabbi Zevin brings in his biography of Reb Chaim, that I believe that's where I saw it, that someone once challenged him why he doesn't believe that that Yeshu is Mashiach. So Reb Chaim told him, look, I never met Yeshu, but there were Tanoim that lived in his generation, and they knew him, they saw him, they spoke to him. And they felt he's not Mashiach. So obviously, why should I think differently? So this priest said to him, well, they were wrong. You see, the greatest Tana, Rabbi Kiva, thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. They say he was wrong, and, so why couldn't they be wrong? So Rabbi Chaim said, right. So maybe Rabbi Kiva was right. Maybe Bar Kokhba is Mashiach. He said, how could Bar Kokhba be Mashiach? The Romans killed him. All right. So, if the Romans killed him, Klal Yisrael assumes that whoever the Romans killed is not Mashiach. At any rate, getting back, the question of whether David could be Mashiach, he says, Shehu Gilgul David HaMelech, K'ma Shemir Ba'ishanis, the language of Ishanis is, Kol Tzemach Ish Tzemach Shemai, Hu David Ba'atzmai. So he says David Ba'atzma, he doesn't mean David, it means a Gilgul of David. L'chein nikra David Mishichecha. Say, David Mishichecha, Ma'arechas Ashir V'azim Mishakol Nevroim. And, this is Mashiach's song where nature sings. K'may Minatzeach Symphonia, a symphony. Shema'abia Sharbitai. He picks up his, the baton. Shel El Aver Ha'echa to one side. Lohayre Hashem yiftechu b'shira. He plays the baton. You sing. Vakach meisim panav elaver hasheni. And then he looks to the second side. Lahare shegia turam laharim kailam to sing their praise. Chaimenal sharbitai l'sader seida hamaracha eshi asimu shirasam echad hasheni. And then the conductor waves his baton to get you sing and you sing. And then he gets them all to play together. V'yayre. L'kli hazemer hashayinim, and he motions to the different instruments, hachatzaitzreis, hachalila, manevel, v'achina, v'atubim, the different musical instruments, masa yivtzichu b'koyel kalecha v'echa b'nifrad, when each one gets his own solo, masa yachtem yiraninu, and when they do together. Kein pezavel b'ruach ha-kodesh v'amer. He's going to go through here the entire capital, most of which, I think of all the Parakim of Tehillim, of the Halalukas, this is the most self-explanatory, but we'll go through it. Haleluka, Haluas Hashem, Loshen Tzivoy, Min HaShemayim. He's the conductor saying, okay, let's go. And the Maaseh Mashiach, he's saying that the heavens praise Hashem, U'mitzav Aleim Shehalulu LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halu Bamroim, sing his praise from up high, Hainu B'mokim Agvay B'yayser. Shemayim is the visible heaven. And then there's the spiritual heaven. The spiritual creatures. Rakia refers to the, usually say the firmament, is that how it's translated? It means the heavens that we can see. Nikra Shemayim. V'urak the kuda ketana klape shmei shemayim, shekaren super galaxies, which is the shmei shemayim. There's a beautiful gra. The gra says the word shemayim comes from the word shum. Shum means there. Now, every place is there. When I'm here, it's there. But when I go there, it'll become here. You follow? And things are only relative to where you are. The heaven is always there. It's shemayim. It's the ultimate Shem. Shmei Shemayim is the Shem from the Shemayim. So this is the praise of the distant heavens. V'amayim Hashemi ala Shemayim, Achemer HaKodum HaMekairi, the matter from which the world was created. Chaim Ralach, the plasma, Hashem Imenu Nivru Hashemayim, Echol Tzavar, Meschal, Bairei, Bruei Mata. Yahalu Hashem Hashem, Ki Utsiva V'Nivro. Sing the praise of Hashem, the name of Hashem, because He commanded and they were created. Shem Hashbichin Al Etzem Etziyusam, Shiz Bar Tziva V'Nivro. V'Yamidem Lo'ad Li'Oilam. Shbaruch Hu positioned them for permanently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amidam Shetielam Tekuma Elamis Bli Misa V'Chliya. The matter of the universe continues to exist. As long as the creation exists, Chok Nasan Kavalem Chay Kateva V'Lo Yaver. Chok Nasan V'Lo Yaver. Usually the Mefarshim and Tilim say Chok Nasan V'Lo Yaver refers to the edges of the sea. Chok Nasan V'Lo Yaver. Hashem in nature, the place where the oceans belong, the place where the dry land is, and that's part of the miracles of nature. Chok Nasan, Hashem put a boundary that they don't pass. So again, like the conductor, first the heavenly parts of the Bria, he tells them to sing. Now he points his baton to the second group, which is Halu Hashem in Haaretz, Hainu Guf Hagash Mishal Haaretz, the physical world, Taninim Ubruei Hayam, the creatures of the ocean, Kol Tohaim Esazarmin, and the turbulent seas, Eish Uvarad Shelev Ikitar, Haharim Haguashim Tomorrow Sashon. It's interesting how he touches it. Haharim Hagayashim Tomorrow Sashon, the volcanoes that spew forth smoke and not literally snow, but ash that goes flying. Ras Sa'ara, V'Saifa, hurricanes. V'Sufa, hurricanes. Shekulam Heim Oysa Devarai. Manchel Tzaveis Ala Harim, Chol Agvois, Itzpri, V'Chol Arazim. Shem Ilona, She'enam Oysa Peri. Arazim are the trees that are not fruit trees. Kulam Yahalu Hashem Hashem. V'akak Painam Enatzeach. And then the conductor turns up Alei Achayim. So it's in order. The heavens, the physical creatures that are not alive, and then to the Balei Chaim sheyiftachu b'shira b'zimra achaya Balei Chaim she'enam b'nei tar b'schol behema Balei Chaim ha'beisayim remes v'tzipa kanof u'maylach sharbita imul eiver b'nei adam. And after the creatures, it goes to man malchi oretz v'chalum him sarum v'chashefti oretz koilalim kol ha'menhigim v'shaltonis ha'mnitzoyim b'yesh v'tevel u'paiket aleim sheshiru yachad. He commands all those who dwell on the earth, they should sing together, Mshaminu Anushi, with all humans, Bachurim Vegam Besulais. Interesting deal. It says Bachurim, young men, Vegam Besulais, and also young women. Zekenim Imna Arim. He's Medayek. It says Zekenim, it says Imna Arim. The young together with the old. But Bachurim, it doesn't say Im Besulais. It says Vegam Besulais. V'loi Amru Im Besulais, Lahiris Ali Farad Elu Mielu. Seems there'll be mechitzas when Mashiach comes also, at least for the young people. Zekenim im na'arim kul nyahalu Hashem Hashem ki niskav tevo merkevis mishnei milim, segia v'gavaya. Enough praise and high. Pirish chazak v'gavaya. Shmoy levadei sharek eis medaber ha-mashayr al hasman shalachar b'yis Mashiach. Shkol dariman darimati yakiru v'yedu shein shulten echo chesmi menu yisbarach v'haydash shmayim baris. Basically a translation. I'd like to share with you, because he doesn't explain something from Rav Moshe. They published in the back of the Darash Moshe, when they published Rav Moshe's Devar Torah Chumash, some of the drushes he had given earlier in his life that survived. In there, there's an interesting drasha he gave in 1924 in Russia, when there was a siyum of the Chevrei Tehillim. Now, I don't know exactly what the Chevrei Tehillim are. They just said Tehillim and they got a siyum? I don't know. Or they learned Tehillim and they got a siyum? I have no idea. They made a siyum on Tehillim, the Chevrei Tehillim in Luban, and Rav Moshe spoke. And he spoke about the Halalukas. And I guess he gave his feeling regarding the halukas. I later found that it comes from the Me'iri. The Me'iri is safe. There's a Me'iri on Tehillim. And where Moshe writes comes from there. Moshe says that the more a person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature and everything that goes on in the world, the less difficult it is to keep mitzvahs. For example, when the Torah says don't kill, or don't steal. So, comparatively, they're easier mitzvahs to do, because we understand that in the nature of the world, the function of the functioning of the world, it's killing people and stealing from people and robbing people is not it's not consistent with the Mahalach HaBriyah. Ramesh said that the more you see the Yad Hashem in the Halach Yelach of the world, the more you have a feeling that the mitzvahs are natural as opposed to being difficult. In other words, mitzvahs are difficult if there's something extra that a person does. If a person, for example, would understand that when he davens, when you're going to a boss and ask for a raise, you're nervous to go and ask for a raise, but you're going to ask for a raise because that's what you got to do. So a person understands that when he's davening to Hashem, he's walking into the boss and asking for a raise. So rather than becoming a burden, it becomes something maybe challenging, but it becomes something that a person understands that he does in the halach yelach, in the ebb and flow of life, includes going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and talking to him. So that Ramesha says that the halalukas that spell out that all of nature sings the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's referring to Yemais HaMashiach, where the praise will be obvious. But the more a person sees that all of nature plays into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, it's all a play of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, the less difficult it is to be Mekayim Mitzvos. And that's how he sees the songs of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a tool to serving Hashem.
So much on a regular also. You should take walks and admire, you know, the trees and all things in nature.
It was very unique. Very unique. Ramesh meant it in an intellectual way, in sitting in your armchair and focusing on it. Rabbi Miller meant it in a very very real. Rabbi Miller was very real. I mean, the best line I ever heard from him that sums it up is that he was in the fruit store and somebody said, you can go ahead of me. You don't want Rabbi Miller to wait. So Rabbi Miller said, no, I'm not buying anything. I just came in to admire the fruits. So that's something, you know. Come in to admire the fruits. I heard some recordings of him explaining how the most beautiful part of the orange is on the outside, the part of the apples on the outside. You want to get the person to come and have it. Anyway, he finishes this kapitel tilum. He says, "Umesayim, miu amemuna al kol hashira hazais, umiu amerkash al kol hachizyon hanifla shal symphony hadirish al kol abriya." Who is the appointed one or the center of this entire song? Umetaritz v'yorin keren la'amoi. Like B.S. B'nei Yisrael l'mal ha'roish. All of the Bria is l'man Yisrael. Like it says, B'reishis, B'shvil Yisrael, Sh'nik B'reishis. Agam she'be'emes tihila l'chol chasidav. The world is really not just for the Jewish people. It's kol chasidav. Kol ma'ire gam ha'chasidi umas ha'ilam. She'esham chelik l'olam haba. The non-Jews who behave in a righteous way also have a chelik l'olam haba. Chelif hismas rusam. Because they were given over and had a love for Hashem, v'hayalma. And he tells you, look at the Rambam, if you doubt that umesayelam avichelik and alam haba. Mekabinei sheikiru v'avdu lalkei Yisrael yiskul lo'inig anitzchi. Kugangere taishav, those who are mekabel to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, also get a chelik. Mekabakayim lebnei Yisrael, heim heim anekuda hamarkozis shekol hazeich l'chayelam haba. The central point of Olam Haba will be the Jewish people. Machmasayyaz kolpu leseyem v'avaydas chasidei ha'umayz teitzah me'avaydas am k'roivay. Ma'aseh, everything that a non-Jew does in recognizing the God of the Jews is all around the Jewish people. B'nei al-kel chai, shomalu tafkidam lohoyer l'chol ha'olam ad-yakiyam ha-Torah, who gave light to the world by being mekabel and being mekayim the Torah v'ha-mitzvahs. Besavlu be'amuna betachin, the Jews have suffered in their faith. Kol ha'sa'arais, all of the storms. V'hamayim ha'zeidayinim sh'avru alayim, and the treacherous waters that have passed over them. Laman k'vayit Hashem, in honor of Hashem, v'nibchanu, and they were tested, the Jewish people were tested, v'nisyaynes v'amdu ison al-mishmaraisam, they stood with strength on the spot, mizvazu pirish echiyela asib yamaisa Mashiach, eshakolabriya yakbiru b'koil rash gadol, all of nature will raise their voices in a thunderous sound, a thunderous voice, v'yachta v'yiraninu, and they'll sing together, hallelujah, the praise of Hashem. So this is the third of the five. It's interesting that if you don't have time for all of them, you say the third and the fifth. So the third, it, in a way, it's a simpler capital tillum than the others, less complicated. It's just a straight call on the parts of nature to sing the praise of Hashem. So this is the capital that, I guess, talks about nature, Rabbi Miller's capital, maybe. All right, the next capital we'll do next time, Shul Hashem Shir Chadash, talks about Chiyas HaMeisim, which we'll get to next week on Monday, Bezos Hashem.